What I look at, I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. What I look at, I am. What I look at, I am. Because everything I look at is a reflection of who I am within myself. Now, in just one way of looking at it, we can say that when I look at a tree, if I have beautiful thoughts about myself, I will see a beautiful tree. If I have sad thoughts about myself, I will see a sad tree. If I have diseased thoughts about myself, I will look at a tree and see all of its disease and all of its unhappiness. You say, well, you mean people who are working in forestry, who are working with trees and doing these things, that when they look at diseased forest and they work about correcting it, they have the disease within themselves? That's correct. That is correct. But that can't be right. I mean, every doctor who looks at a diseased patient has that disease within himself? That's right. And every war person who has war within himself sees war in everyone else? That's right. That's right. But that shouldn't be. That cannot be. But that's the way it is. When we choose to have peace in ourself, we look out and we see peace in our world. When we have unhappiness in our life, then we look out and we see unhappiness in our world. It's just that way. A lot of us feel that that's not fair, that that's not right. And a lot of us with our self-righteousness attitude, our feeling sorry for ourselves attitude, we say, but everybody's picking on me, everybody's giving me a hard time, everybody's taking away from me, everybody's hurting me. Oh my, my. Now if we could change that thought to looking out and seeing in our world, everybody loves us, but we love ourselves first. Everybody thinks we are super, but we think we're super first. Everybody thinks we're whole and perfect. It's the only image we give. And we must be whole and perfect first in our own mental attitude, in our own physiological attitude, in our own attitude in every possible way. Now, we have the right, the privilege, to make that decision. We have the right and the privilege to determine what I look at, I am. And that's just a fact. What I look at, I am. So what am I looking at? What do I look at? What is it that I think is so exciting, so wonderful, so beautiful? What is it that I look at? What is it that I am? Well, I am peace. I am love. I am harmony. I am joy. I am unconditional love. I am joy and wealth and joy and glory, joy and harmonious relationships, joy in everything. And as I see this, as I am this, whatever I look at is what I am. And if I see the world at peace, I am peace. If I see the world whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. If I return to my original purity and integrity, wow, 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 the world does too. If I return to my original purity and integrity, everybody in the universe returns to the original purity and integrity they are within. But I cannot manipulate the world. I cannot control another person's life. I cannot. That's not my privilege or responsibility. No. It is both your privilege and your responsibility. Because all the world, whether we like it or not, all the world is a reflection of who we are. Because we look with our eyes at the world, and if we are love, we look at the world and see love. If we are understanding, peace, wholeness, we look at the world and see understanding, peace, and wholeness. That's just the way it is. Now be honest with yourself, as I must be honest with myself on this sort of thing. Whatever I look out upon, I see. When I see myself surrounded by beautiful people, beautiful circumstances, so it is. When I see myself surrounded by harmony and peace and love, so it is. When I see myself in the fullness of a revelation of the divine within me, my goodness, then the entire universe is aware of the divine within and is revealing it now and always. How glorious that is! How glorious that is! And that's where I live. And that's what I do, and that's what I am. Yes. That's where I live. That's what I do, and that's what I am. And life is wonderful. Life is thrilling. Life is so rewarding. It's hard for me to realize that I am in charge. I am the one who makes the world joyful, peaceful, happy. I'm the one. It's my thoughts. The world is a reflection of my thoughts. The world is a reflection of every concept that floats through my inner awareness and outer awareness. The world is me. The world is who I am. Now, what do I want the world to be? What do I want the world to be? What I look at, I am. So, if I look out and see the world in chaos, then I have to get back into my house and clean it up. And sweep out all that chaos, all that confusion, all that unhappiness. Sweep it out. Or rather, go within and find the peace that's there. And as I find the peace in me, the chaos ceases to have a foothold. And it slips away. I don't have to push it out. I don't have to tell it, go, you terrible thing. I just say, I am peace. And when I am peace, confusion goes. When I am love, harmony, joy, right action, all that is unlike that ceases to be in my world, for my world is what I am. It's a reflection of what I am. And it's up to me to make that reflection what I think I want. And I make that reflection what I think I want by keeping my thoughts pure, by keeping my thoughts exactly on what I think is a beautiful thing to have. And all is in divine order. Wow! Could anything be more beautiful than that? Could anything be more fulfilling, rewarding, and wonderful than all in divine order? So today I mentally clean house by putting in the new thoughts. And you say, well, you got to sweep the old thoughts out. No, no, don't give them any attention. For lack of use, they'll fade away. You put the cause in motion that all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And divine order takes over, and that's the only thing that all is. Yes, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. Work it with me and have a joyous, wonderful, divine order life now. Yes, it is great. What I look at, I am. I think you're wonderful. That's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.